We are up to page Shin Yud Zayin, second paragraph, the first column,
second paragraph.
Zahiyohol Or, and this shines light. Okay, he said in the previous paragraph is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation in this world is dafka through Klal Yisrael. Let's see what he says. V'zeh yol or ha-piskei shel HaRambam. This will shed light on the Rambam's track. Kol ha-mekabel sheva mitzvahs. Any guy who accepts on himself the sheva mitzvahs, v'nizer la-seisan, is careful to keep it. Harizeh mechasidi u-mesa'ilam. V'yeshe chelik lo'ilam abba. So that part is pashut. But then he says, v'hu, shikabel oisan, v'yasa oisan, neshitziva ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'toira. You can have a guy who's morally correct. He never steals and never kills and keeps all the sheva mitzvos b'nei noyach. He's not a ben olam haba unless he does it because God said so. V'yedienu ade Moshe Rabbeinu shebnei noyach mikaydim nitztavu b'hen. And he has to understand that the Torah tells us that B'nai Noyach, before Matan Torah, commanded the Sheva Mitzvahs. Aval, im osam, im dehechra hadas, if a guy keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs because it's the right thing to do, ein ze ger toisha, ve'ein oi mechsidu mesayla, v'loi mechachameya. So where did Rambam get this? Here you have a guy who does everything right, but in order to be considered ben olam haba, a guy has to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs because it was given at the Torah at Sinai. That's what Rambam says. Shalaasid yimlach Hashem la'olam b'yaisai alakayach tziyayin. This pasuk tells us that Hashem will rule forever as alakayach tziyayin, the God of the Jewish people. Ve'imokim l'kiyam haba machmas esnagis haguna. You don't go to olam haba because you behave correctly, even though you behave correctly. Oy k'teitzah Hasaga Musris, or because of the Musa Shabbai. Shva Siya Ledar Vadar, the Hainu Achar Bias Mashiach Vagula, Shiadai Bematsish Al Olam Hazeh, as Yimsru Kol Dar Lebnei Machreim, Lahala Kadish Baruch Shul Kaitziyai. Now this is what he says. He says that the Rambam gets it from here. What? Birchas Hashem, cursing the name of God. So he's saying that not only he has to believe in God, but he has to believe in a Torah that was given at Sinai that includes the Sheva Mitzvahs. So if he doesn't curse God, he believes he's a creator. He doesn't curse God, but not because he believes the Torah of Sinai, just comes to the conclusion there had to be a creator. That's not good enough. It's a chiddush in the Rambam that he holds this way. The Samsefer says that the Rambam gets it from the Pasuk in Torah. It says, after, in Parshas Kisisa, after the sin of the Egel Azov, Moshe Rabbeinu davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Hashem is Meichel Klal Yisrael, and he says, V'niflinu means we should stand out. We should be a pella, all of Klal Yisrael, from all the nations that are on the earth. Rashi says, "Nia muvdolim b'davazem mekol am." He says, "Well, what's he saying? If Klal Yisrael keeps the Torah, the nations don't. Of course, we're separate." So he's saying that Moshe Rabbeinu davened that even if a guy will come to a hakara of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it should only work if it goes through Klal Yisrael, through Matan Torah. And that's the only time even a guy who keeps Sheva Mitzvahs has to be Mekabel the Sheva Mitzvahs. He has to be it seems from the Gemara he has to be Mekabel in Bezdin. Rambam doesn't say he has to be Mekabel in Bezdin. He says he has to do it because it was given Al Yedei Hashem at Sinai.
It's interesting, there are a lot of lesser reformed Jews
say they believe in Hashem, but they don't believe in Torah and Sinai, which is the same thing. In other words, they believe the Torah was written by man. It's not a product of divine revelation. It's the same thing.
So yeah, of course, it's apikorsis, of course. A Jew is always a Jew, but apikorsim. Could be a tedesh nishma. You know, it's a funny thing. If you believe that God created the world and gave zero commandments, it's very hard to understand why he bothered. I mean, what does it mean? Why create the world if there's no purpose? It's just very, very hard. I don't know. V'zeu atam shebaskoras malchus Hashem b'shasamiris kedusha. And this is the reason that we talk about God, we say kedusha, aleinu lahalis Yerushalayim aroisim chaseinu. We mention Yerushalayim aroisim chaseinu. It means when we talk about our hakara of Hashem, l'horis ala malchus shalakasi and shati alasid, to talk about the kingdom of Alakayach Tzion, seeing him is Klal Yisrael, Shati Alas. So we mentioned Yerushalayim, Avo B'Kedusha D'Sidra, but in the Kedusha you say by Yovol Tzion, Loi Tiknu Loi Mer Pasik Zeh, you don't have to say, Hashem Yimloich, Loi Lom Alakayach Tzion L'Dar V'Dar Halleluka, Sherem Maschilem Baskara Tzion Yovol Tzion Goyel, we already mentioned Tzion, So if you look at the Siddur by Yovel Tzion, the way Art Scroll publishes it, they have all three in bold. They have in bold letters Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Vayet Hashem Im Kaimai, and Hashem Yimloich Lailam Vohen. Instead of, well, we don't say it as a group. And in the Shari Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch, he brings Yesh Aimrim that the Chazan should dafka not say it out loud. And here the Chazanim say it out loud because it's in bold. Kadosh is in bold. Baruch Vayet Hashem is in bold. Shem Yimloch is in bold. But Art Scroll doesn't have their indication that the Chazan should say it out loud. Doesn't say that. So, okay. That's the way it is. It's meant, Hashem Yimloch Lalom Voed, why don't we say, L'kaya Tzion L'dar V'dar, because we already mentioned Tzion, L'nuvol L'tzion Goyel. Now, V'kiva Shesimu Ashir Shem Malachim. Kedusha is the song of the Malachim. I mentioned to you that the Kedusha we say by Chazaras Hashatz is Klal Yisrael praising, not the Malachim. We say, Nakdisha v'naritzach, we will praise you Hashem, the same way that the Malachim praise, so we use the same words and we praise Hashem. So it's our praise of Hashem. I'm shichin ledar v'dar nagid god lachon. This is obviously Nusach Ashkenaz. Ledar v'dar, from generation to generation, nagid god lachon. We will speak about your kindness. Shadavar v'navi l'baneinu achreinu gidulosei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will teach generations godless Hashem. Hainu b'yimei Mashiach. Shetia mesira medar ledar. When Mashiach comes, we learn that people continue to have children, generations will continue. And it'll be Ladar Vadar, Aleim Seviv Apasi, Gimlach Hashem Loilam, Kamaisha Biyarnu, Bimaisha Mashiach, Oilim Loimir, Shir Vishvacha Shaloilam and Nishamas. And for Yimaisha Mashiach, we go on to say the praise in the Oilam and Nishamas, Oilam Abba, because if the Mashiach comes, Elam Azeh has Yimaisa Mashiach, and then is Elam Abba, Hainu Netzach Nitzachim. Has it go, Ledar Vedar Nagid God Lecha, Ulnetzach Nitzachim Kedushascha Nagdish. So saying, Ledar Vedar Nagid God Lecha is going Yimaisa Mashiach. That's not Netzach Nitzachim. Ulnetzach Nitzachim Kedushascha Nagdish. And that is, for the Elam HaNishamis, Bekana ben Shoyal, Hari Bamiris, Netzach, Hareinu Ladasi, I simply give all. If you already said lenetzach, it means netzach means forever. Blitachis with no end. Mazeh shemisif in netzach netzachim. So here's this kasha. What's the expression netzach netzachim? You can have an expression, a double expression. You have adam dam. You have red that's red. Because you have very red. You can have slightly red. But netzach means eternal. So what's netzach netzach? I mean eternal eternity. There's nothing more than netzach. That's his question. So here, he comes to answer the question. So again, we say, L'dar v'dar nagigod l'echa. And the generation of Mashiach will praise your kindness. Ulenetzach netzachim k'dushoscha nagdish. And netzach netzachim means the olam haneshamis, the forever world. Why is it a double lashon? Let's see what he answers. Hine, im hayos haneshama nitzchis v'chaya v'kaim el olam, despite the fact that the soul is eternal, v'kolmokim shayches etzla hisafa aydei ilasa mimadrega lamadrega. A neshama could become more holy by being raised from one level to another. Shebechal yayim hayartzeit. For example, when it's a person has yartzeit, donin mechadosh es haniftar. You hear this idea? And when a neshama has a yartzeit, they judge the niftar all over again. V'mseichem mekabels teshvase aliyah. And if it's seicha, it's raised up. It's very hard to understand why we're judging the neshama again. The neshama was already judged. When a person passes away in the first year, he has a judgment. And yet here we see that that we say on the yard side, what? What? They judge again. So what happened in between that you're judging it again? That's the question. The nitzchiyus goes higher. The shama lives forever anyway. He's saying that the permanent, the eternity of the neshama could be on many levels. On a lower level, it's one nitzchiyus. And on a higher level, whatever that means, a higher level, that it goes up by a yard side, it can be raised to a different nitzchias. Behemis ala tamidim kisidram, madrega madrega ad enkets. And it's forever being raised up with no limit, shemikivan. Ve'imev shoris like yel kodesh baruchu, yesh aliyas b'li mispar. There's no limit of aliyah that a neshama can have. So that's the Netzach Netzach. We hope the neshama has an aliyah to a higher level of existence, and that's a new Netzachim and a new Netzach and a new Netzach. Each madrega reaches, which it reaches to eternity for eternity.
And does Schwab's question apply to Lailam that also? To me, that also sounds like the same thing.
Bar Hashem Kivay Machusai.
Forever.
It's a good question. I don't remember him explaining it. But Bar Hashem Kivay Machusai. Let me take a quick glance. It means like Ve'oid, for always, or Ve'al Olam, forever. But it seems, he's saying, it seems to be redundant. Yes, it means, let's see if he explained it. He doesn't explain how people shan. He says something, but it's definitely not how people shan. Not sure.
He said that Rav Kahn used to say that he was sending potato kugels to his parents in Shemayim, which means that you could elevate the Neshama sometimes by what you do here, and maybe that, because the Neshama can't do anything once it's in Shemayim for itself. So maybe it's referring to what people down here do for it. But that doesn't explain how it goes.
Well, that explains the second judgment that he's talking about. L'nesach Nitzachim that he's talking about. But the Loilam Voed is not so easy. Parashat would say Loilam Voed.
What?
You say, how does that fit into Loilam Voed? Parashat, we're talking about Kvayi Machusei of Hashem. The Neshamis could have additional levels. Baruch Shem Kavai Machus, he was talking about God's name. Lailam forever, Voed. Continue forever, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, I said every day. Lailam Voed, I always think forever and ever, but if you have forever, what do you need and ever? Forever and ever.
Maybe that's how people talk.
It's usually more of a technical kavana in a pasuk.
Maybe va'od, you said before, va'od means va'od.
Be va'od, yeah.
It's not only forever, but it keeps getting glorified more and more. Even though it's forever, it could increase the amount of glorification. Not just the time of glorification.
I am. Okay. Okay, could be. So anyway, getting back here, so we're up to the last paragraph of Peshu Yudches. He said that in the Shema could have ischachus of something new. So the last bottom lines, last stuff of Kedushas Chadagdish, six lines on the bottom. Biyachad im Amalachim, Hashem's Kedusha we express as holy together with the angels. Shai Neshamas Hakadoshes. I'm a case by you, Alma, but when we're in this world, you'll praise Hashem from my mouth, should never slip away, so we say, we start by saying, the Darvanar Nagigod Lecha, which is a reference to the Nitzchiyus. They said just like this also. Then we say Shivcha Chalakena Pilo Yamosh in a reference to now. To this world. Umahu Hashvachalos Kikel Melech Kel who what do we say? Shivchalo Yamosh Kikel Melech. That's what we say with Sailor Darvadar. So what's Kikel Melech? Kel, Umidas HaChesed V'Arachimim HaGemurim. Kel is an ultimate Chesed. Umelech Moira Amidas HaDin. Kel Melech, Chesed and Din. Shafi Anhogam Abriyas HaOilam. Shishikosh Baruch Mizrach Amidas HaDin. Shbaruch put together the two Midas. Umesifin Gadol V'Kadeshata. We say Ki kemelach gadol v'kadosh ata, shagad l'mayr adav v'shei be'gvul, haitachlis, shari ein makim ponri min ha'shchina, shakadosh baruch hu b'lai chol aretz, v'b'chol davar hachi katan, yesh mitzius Hashem. V'yiz baruch miskarev aleinu mamish, et she'ein b'nimtzes aleinu, davar yaisa karev, Hashem is constantly getting closer to us, until there's nothing more close, k'mayim rakosim, ki karev alech adav azeh, whenever you say God's name, whether in a bracha, and every time he mentions God's name in Torah and Tefillah, Shem feels his connection, his kavusay with Kadosh Baruch Hu, haynu ki keil melech gadol. So we have God goes together with Kadosh. So let's touch it all together. L'dar v'dar nagid god lecha. From generation to generation, we're going to speak about Hashem's praise. That's praise alone. Ul nesach nitzach mikdash chasam agdish is referring to the to the kedusha of the Shabbat. That and b'shivcha l'kedu pilei yomushloi lamvoed is going on the praises of this world before. Where Mashiach will have come before you, my son. Mashiach layolav lo shalai lavoyed. Okay. So we're up to, hopefully we'll finish it tomorrow. Umau ashvach halos.